Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Love Down Under. Love Down Under. Love Down Under.
At nagbabalik tayo sa Love Down Under ngayong araw ng Sabado, ika-25 ng Hunyo, taong 2022. Kasama nyo pa rin Edinel Magtibay at syempre si Papa Dan.
Taksong-sakto eh, no? Yung usapan natin, usapang pag-ibig at mga awitin. Yan ah. Diba? Kasi madalas magkasama yung music. Tapos love, diba? Kaya nabubuo ang mga paborito nating love songs. Yung inspiration ba from love mostly, diba? Doon nakakasulat ng kanta eh.
Oo, and alam mo Papa Dan, napaka-powerful kasi talaga ng music. Sabi nga nung ilang mga researchers mula sa Marx Institute for Brain Behavior and Development, sinasabi nila na nai-increase or nadadagdagan ng music yung iyong memory at saka yung retention at saka marami ka pang pwedeng matutunan. So yung learning capability mo ay mas gumaganda kapag nakikinig ka ng music. And meron tayo ditong nakalista na 5 benefits ng music sa ating brains. So, sa mga mahilig sa music dyan, ito, alam nyo ba na ang music ay nakaka-elevate ng ating mood and motivation? Nakakabawas din ito ng stress, Papa Dan, kaya naman ang sarap makinig, diba? And also, nakaka-improve ng focus, nakakatulong makarelax, at nakaka-reduce ng anxiety at depression. Kaya naman nauuso yung mga music therapy, diba? Naging popular siya para magamot yung mga anxiety at depressions.
At yung iba, nako alam mo Edinel, hindi lang sa pakikinig, 'di ba? Inilalabas ang kanilang kumbaga sa loobin, nagre-relieve ng kanilang stress. Yung iba ay gifted talaga, talented, nagsusulat pa ng mga kanta. Nako, hindi lang po yung pakikinig ng music ang therapeutic dahil sa pagsusulat o pagbuo ng kanta, aba malaking tulong din 'yan sa ating mental well-being, 'di ba? Ito nga sabi sa isang study, no, ito Edinel, si kita sabi ni Professor Felicity Baker, co-director ng Melbourne Conservatorium of Music's National Music Therapy Research Unit, pagsulat daw ng kanta, yung lyric creation, ay tumutulong sa mga tao na ibahagi ang kanilang mga kwento sa mga pamamaraan na kumbaga socially appropriate, ika nga, 'di ba? So halimbawa, mas madali mong maikwento, maibahagi, marami nakaka-relate, kumbaga, 'di ba? Halimbawa, heartbreak, depression, yes, or even abuse sa isang kanta, sa isang like sort of like conversation, di ba? So mas madali po na ibahagi sa pamamagitan ng awitin at madaling maintindihan ng mga tagapakinig.
Oo, yung mga kinikim-kim natin sa kayong mga minsan parang ang hirap-hirap i-share, pero pag dinaan mo siya sa awitin, mas madali din siyang maunawaan nung nakikinig. Kaya naman saktong-sakto yan Papa Dan sa pag-uusap natin, lalo-lalo na kasama ang ating guest today. Pwede mo bang ipakilala ang ating isa pa sa mga magpapakilig na kasama natin ngayong Saturday?
Ating bisita ay isa po siya member ng Hiraya Music and Hiraya Band, isang Melbourne-based band na Filipino-Australian artist. At ito, welcome na natin sa Love Down Under, Froy. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, good morning. So si Froy is also known as Hiraya Trix, right?
Correct, yeah.
Hiraya
so,
Trix.
So I'm called Trix. That's actually my nickname.
Kasi ngayon ko lang napakinggan yung music ng Hiraya, no? At akala ko parang, alam mo yun, it's an actual record na narinig ko na sa Pilipinas noon and all. So, enjoy. Very, very nice songs. Ang ganda.
Thank you.
Ako yung tema, syempre, alam mo yun, medyo may tunog din na bago na rin eh, no? So, talaga, I think ito yung sikreto na Etinel, no? Nakakasabay din sa pagbabago ng panahon, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Pero yung tema at yung, kumbaga, yung topic, yung paksa ng kanilang kanta, eh, nakaka-relate ka pa rin. So, you know, good job,
yes.
Trix and Hiraya Music.
Thank you.
Trix, can you tell us more about Hiraya Music? Ilan kayo dito sa grupo at sino-sino yung mga kasama mo?
All right, so in Hiraya Music, there's actually 3 of us. There's me, there's Johnson, aka Senti, and there's Alds, aka Ace. So there's just 3 of us. At the moment, we don't want to say that we're just the 3 of us. So we can always add one more or 2 more, but we don't know. At the moment, there's only 3 of us, so yeah.
Paano ba yung buhay nyo as a band dito sa Australia, as a local artist dito sa Australia? Mas madali ba para sa inyo na humanap ng gig or makapag-promote or bumuo ng songs?
In terms of getting gigs or like performances, it really just depends on how many people you know or how much people you connect with or network with.
Mm-hmm.
So far, we've just been really blessed to have friends that are also promoters in the field, like, you know, Filipino promoters who like to promote Filipino talent. So Yeah, it hasn't been that hard actually.
That's interesting to know. Kasi alam ko, pag sa Pilipinas, di ba, dahil syempre mataas yung competition, minsan ang hirap sumikat. Kaya yung iba, kailangan talaga muna lang mag-trending or gumawa ng something para makaka-catch ng attention. So, pag nandito sa Australia, so mas nafe-feel mo na mas madali.
Correct. Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I know some artists as well that are not struggling, but you know, they're doing their own thing and not getting the same amount of work as other artists. But from my point of view, it just all depends on the people you know here. I mean, if you have the talent and you go viral, then good on you. That's really good. But you know, if you don't have the chance or you have the luck to go viral, then you're gonna have to really work hard and connect with everyone.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure, or if you can confirm, kayo ba ay may mga bukod pang mga trabaho? Of course, aside from like doing Hiraya music, di ba? And your bandmates.
So all three of us, we all three of us have full-time jobs. So we have our bread and butter, is what we call it. Usually we meet up at night. So we're just lucky to, you know, the three of us are working in the daytime. So we actually get together at night. I would say maybe 3 to 4 times a week. When we're making music, we can make music in our own time. So we liaise with each other, and pag may bago kaming napakinggang bagong kanta or something that someone has an idea, then yeah, we kind of just like, hey, come on over, let's start writing.
Mm-hmm. And that's good to see, no? Syempre collaborative work din, 'di ba? Syempre sa banda kasi kumbaga passion nga nila. Diyan din dinadala, kumbaga parang stress reliever na rin, ano? Pero sa mga hindi pa nakakapanig sa inyong music, tungkol ba saan ang inyong mga kanta?
Yeah, so in terms of our image, you know, like we actually haven't like sat down and kind of just based everything on one genre or one type. At the moment, we've made a hip hop song, and then we actually have another song that's coming up later on, probably sometime in the next couple of months, which is a bit of a disco pop songs as well. So we're trying to we're trying to cater to the titas and the titos as well, because you know there's always the tito and tita parties happening every weekend, so we're trying to cater to pretty much the whole community, so you know, just giving each other ideas.
Alam natin, ano, sa mga tagapakinig natin, ang mga Pilipino sadyang mahilig sa music or sa musika, particularly sa ano, mga love songs, yung usong-uso kasi dati, 'di ba, papadan yung mga harana, mga kundiman, yeah. Yung ba mga na-experience nyo, mga paharana ganyan.
Di ko alam kung nagustuhan ko ba siya or pinakinggan ko ba siya ng mas madalas, pero may mga ilan ako mga kanta tulad mo, Ruben Tagalog, Silvia Latore, yung mga ganun, mga Conching Rosal, naalala ko.
Manalalim,
ko,
no?
Di man yung datingan eh. Oo, pero ayun, I'm sure yung iba nating mga tagapakinig ay naaalala yan, di ba? At okay din pakinggan paminsan-minsan, di ba? Yung mga ganyan, yun talaga medyo malalim na yung wala pang salitang hugot, pero mukhang doon na yun.
Doon na nagsimula or doon na nauso yata yung mga hugot lines talaga, dahil alam natin kung gaano kalalalim yung mga lyrics, no, pagdating sa mga kundiman, lalo na yung pangharana noong araw. And sa paglipas ng panahon, napansin din natin, Papa Dan, ano, nagbabago-bago yung estilo ng pagkanta, yung tempo, yes, ng mga inaawit nila, pero madalas umiikot pa rin sa tema ng pag-ibig yung mga lyrics nila. Kaya naman, tanungin na natin itong ating kasamang si Trix ngayon. Trix, with your band, saan nyo naman hinuhugot itong lyrics ng inyong mga kanta?
To me personally, I get a lot of my inspiration from obviously my partner that I've been with. So a lot of the things that I talk about or write about are the things that yung mga makulit na things that we do, you know what I mean? Like in terms of like, you know, experiences, and I always try and remember like funny things and cute things that I've been through with her. So from that, you know, I kind of just put that into in forms of words to a song. So yeah.
So is it easier to put them into words kapag ganun na talagang pinagdaanan mo kaysa yung parang ini-imagine mo lang yung ganitong love story na ilalagay into the lyrics?
Yes, correct. To me it's easier. Like mas madali ko siyang magawa if I was to write down through thinking of experiences and all that. So unfortunately, it's a bit hard for me to to write songs of things that I can imagine. I have, and I have as well. It doesn't mean that I haven't, but yeah, it's just easier for me.
Right. Ito, isa sa mga common questions sa mga nagsusulat ng kanta or gumagawa ng musika, mm-hmm. no, Edinel. Gusto ko na tanong, you mentioned happy experiences, love experiences, ika nga, di ba? Pero masasabi ba kung saan kayo mas, o ikaw mas inspired or mas best na gumawa? Yung pag sad ka ba or pag masaya ka and in love? Yung mga ganun. Kasi iba, mas malungkot, mas mabigat daw.
Yeah. So, a lot of my songs derive from happy experiences. So I actually write better when I'm in a good mood. So from what you guys said before as well, you know, like music, you know, makes your mood better. As I'm writing, you know, I actually use music as well to make myself feel better. You know, if I have a bad day at work or whatever, tas pag-uwi ko, ganyan, agad music agad. That actually lifts up my mood. So, yeah.
Parang naging ano therapeutic na rin on your side.
Yung, absolutely.
How do you write the songs or like how long does it take you? Meron ka bang iba kasi sa cellphone nagta-type, uy, lyrics to, ito yung gusto ko lagi Santa, or meron ka bang pen and paper, and gaano katagal minsan yung lang isang kanta para mabuo, or minsan kasi isang upuan, 'di ba, na para uy, I'm in the mood, tapusin ko to.
Yeah, so growing up I hardly actually use a pen and paper to write, unfortunately. I know it's not, you think like a lot of artists would write down. A lot of my music, especially one of Hirai Music songs, Pwede Ba Kitang Makilala, my verse, which is the second verse, I didn't actually write that down. So, fun facts, I recorded it in about, I think, 20 minutes from what I remember. Hindi ko sinulat. So parang, like, I just recorded, you know, two lines, tapos I thought of the next line, recorded it straight away until I finished my verse. So, yeah, and in terms of how long it takes to finish a song, it depends, really. We've made a song where one of our songs that we were about to release soon, it took us one night to finish. Whereas, you know, Pwede Ba Kitang Makilala, that song, it took us maybe 2 weeks to finish. So it all depends on
why.
I think it's just a level of motivation and I guess also the subject of the song maybe.
May time ba na kayo as a band, medyo nagkagulo-gulo kayo or dumating ba sa parang yung point na na-frustrate kayo in parang sa pagbuo ng isang song?
Oh, yes. So, the song where we finished in one night, we actually started that song 2 months ago, and for 2 months, we pretty much had a writer's block. So, none of us actually wrote anything to the song. Because we just couldn't, we just didn't find the inspiration, or just didn't find any maybe the right words. And then one night we got together, and somehow we ended up finishing it in one night. So yeah, it's weird. Like, you know, the way how it works is just really weird. It all depends, really.
Napaka unpredictable kung kailan magfo-flow yung sabi mga right words para sa inyong lahat, lalo na is a banda, may kanya-kanya kayong experiences, may kanya-kanya kayong gustong i-share, sure. Pero parang pag ibubuuhin niyo yung isang klase ng music, kailangan united kayo, di ba?
Hirap pilitin.
Tapos pag kung magkasama naman kami, ang bilis. Like parang alam na agad kung ano yung sasabihin or kakantahin. Yeah. So I think it's because when the three of us are together, I think the ideas just comes out. Like I think it just flows together. Tapos mas mabilis yung train of thoughts. So
may time ba na parang ang cringy nung lyrics? So yung parang nakokornihan kayo yung sarili yung sinulat? May mga ganung moment ba?
Off yan, oh.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, all the time. All the time. The song Pwede Ba Kitang Makilala, that's our first song, actually. That's our first song that we wrote together. And it's also the cringiest song up until now. Like even my partner, even like a lot of people find it cringy, but they love it. They love the song. So like yung parang pa-cute pa-bebe.
Oh. Well, yung mga pa-bebe, mga pa-cute or cringy na yan. Kasi nabanggit niya kanina, di ba? Like, o sige, pag nagsasama-sama kami ng boys, okay, medyo mabilis mag-flow kahit ano pa yung nasusulat. But, my question, makikintriga lang ako, Edinel. May approval ba ng inyong, say, partners or mga misis kung meron man kayo? Di ba? Tinatanong nyo ba sila? Do you get their opinion na, uy, okay ba to? Kikiligin ka ba dito?
Oh, it's more of like, we write the song, record it, and then we show them. And we're like, what do you think? And then most times they just, you know, laugh it off or they find it funny. But actually, you know, and it's really great because all of our partners, we're so thankful that they're really supportive of what we do. So as long as we don't say anything stupid or anything bad, I guess, they support us 100%.
Pero alam mo ba, Papa Dan, hindi lang pala romance ang tema ng kanilang mga kanta nitong Heraya Music. Dahil pati love for the country, naku, part din yan ng kanilang musika. Kaya meron din silang itong witty na Maharlika. So, Trix, tell us more about this song.
So, the song Maharlika obviously is, you know, is about us being Filipinos and we wanted to kind of just, you know, obviously... Me coming from New Zealand, growing up there, I didn't have much Filipino friends. And so I wanted to make a song where, you know, when I release it, I want them to listen to it. And so they know more of, you know, what my heritage is, what my blood is. So, and also we just wanted to show that, you know, we're proud of being Filipinos. Not because, you know, and also us living all the way to Australia doesn't mean we're... as they would say, whitewashed or whatever. You know, we're here. We're still Filipinos, not just because, you know.
Yun. Ako eh, Trix, ako tanungin namin ikaw, no? Siyempre, yung mensahe mo sa mga Pinoy na artists dito sa Australia o yung mga nag-iisip paano ba makabuo ng banda or like any parting words or inspiring words mula sa iyo?
Man, any Filipino artist or anyone that wants to show their talent, I literally just want to tell you guys, just do it. Just do it. You know, if you want to just use your phone to record a song, there's all these apps now you can download to even use to so you can start making your own songs and you can start releasing it. YouTube is free, you know, Facebook is free, Instagram is free. Show your talents.
Pero with your band, Trix, ano bang sunod na step for Heraya Music? Ano bang mga plano ninyo? May mga upcoming gigs ba kayo?
And we also have some new songs coming up. One of them should be Maharlika, which we will be releasing soon with a music video as well. So that's something everyone should look forward to because it's going to show a lot of Filipino heritage type of scenes.
Ayan. At maraming salamat sa iyo, Trix, for joining us today. Thank you at sa lahat po ng ating mga kababayan. Ayan. So, check out ang Heraya Music para sa mga napakagaganda nilang awitin. And as I've said, napakarami po nating mga kababayan dito sa Australia, mga local artists ang very talented na naghihintay lamang ano, ng inyong mga suporta. So, napakasaya din na makasama sila at mapanood nyo sila dun sa iba't ibang mga event.
Salamat po sa inyong pagsama sa amin. Hanggang sa susunod na Sabado, meron pa naman tayong Love Down Under.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.